What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Radio. I heartily endorse this event or product.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Now, there's where Jeff and Duda failed to rise to the occasion. I'm going to say this again. This show should be called Bob Knows.
Jeff Lutz.
If he sent his clips to another station trying to get a job, they'd say no. And they'd say, "What about that other guy? He sounds funny and much younger."
Hey, listen, there's a phone call for you.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I hope so, because he's going to be talking to one idiot right here.
I know what you mean.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You rockers ready to roll?
All right, welcome back, everybody, the Bob and Jeff Show. Hour number two, KFH Radio, 869-1240. That's the IHOP hotline. We'd love to hear from you in this hour number two. Jeff will have a game coming up in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, about that.
What?
I have a game, but it was for three people, and it's on my phone. So I don't know what we're going to do at 325.
Well, you'll figure something out.
I'm not going to use that game. We might just have to talk. We might have to play the game tomorrow. Because
why can't Max play the game?
It's a three-person game. Max is heavily involved. It needs to be you against Duda when Max is also involved. It's a fun game.
Well, you can look something up and we'll play a game like that, like I do with you at times.
Yeah, but that's boring.
Ravens last night, when they went over the Chargers, it looks closer than it was. And it was close for quite some time, but ultimately Mr. Derrick Henry took control. And like many teams, the Chargers did not have an answer. I continue to – boy, it's so hard to figure out the NFL this year. Other than Detroit, is there a slam-dunk team that will go far in the playoffs? Is Kansas City that slam dunk?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's a slam dunk. I think anybody can lose on any given day. No, they're not. They can lose just as easily as the next team. We have no idea what's going to happen with Detroit. Okay, then maybe they will. But no, I mean,
Detroit, Philadelphia will play for the NFC title.
Great.
I don't think.
Why do we even need to play
there?
The rest of the schedule?
And Kansas City will play Buffalo for the AFC title.
Okay. So what do you need my answers for? What do you need?
Don't really need any answers.
Then why'd you ask me?
Don't really need any help. Don't really need any assistance.
Okay, well then, no more questions.
Don't need an opinion.
If you have the answer to the question that you ask me, then you don't need to ask me the question.
Certainly don't need an opinion or an adversarial response. I know where I am on that.
That must be fun to have just watch sports and already know what's going to happen and don't really get too invested because the results are basically predetermined in your mind. Nothing, no upsets can happen. There's going to be no drama, nothing interesting or exciting. So, yeah, KC,
well,
Buffalo.
All interesting. If we get those teams in the AFC and NFC title games, I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, but if you told me at the beginning of the season, hey, it's going to be Detroit and Philadelphia, what's the point of watching the season? Who cares at that point? Just get me to the NFC Championship game, and I'll watch that.
I believe we've gone long enough in the season where we can say those two teams have separated themselves to some degree from the pack, although you'd still have to take a look at Minnesota. But I think Detroit and Philadelphia are clearly the two teams we would most expect. And in the AFC, I think we played long enough now to determine that Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore will have the most to say.
Well, there's a lot of things we can determine over the course of 11 games.
Right, thank you.
that don't Thank necessarily you for your agreement. Play out over the course of the next 11 or so weeks or 10 weeks or whatever.
You know, I don't like arguing with you nearly as much when you're not in the same room because I don't feel
you're
like
I'm much more aggravating. I know that.
I don't know why you're aggravated.
I just don't like, what's to talk about? If hey, it's going to be these two teams and these two teams. All right, well, great. What about opinion?
It's just an opinion. I also have an opinion about the game tonight between Duke and Kansas. It's going to be a whale of a game. Are you going to watch?
It starts at 8. I might watch it. I don't know what we got going on this evening. It's Thanksgiving week. It's, time to be with family and be of good cheer and count our blessings. I don't know what's going to happen this evening.
You know what?
I don't know what's going to happen in the NFC.
I'll count the number of shots both teams make tonight. That's what I'm going to count. I'll get to Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. This is 2 days before Thanksgiving. We've got a marquee matchup. Not only are both teams really good this year, these are two of the blue bloods. If you're going to go shopping for Christmas decorations on a night when these two teams play, I would question your priorities, frankly.
Yeah, that's not at all what I said. I didn't say anything about shopping for Christmas presents or whatever you decorations. KU will beat Duke. How about that for an opinion and a prediction? And, hey, now you don't need to watch because you know the outcome. KU beats Duke tonight. KU already
beat
North Carolina.
But I'm looking forward to watching the game. I mean, my whole night is centered around that game tonight.
I thought you were talking earlier like you might not even be able to make it.
What do you mean, be able to make it?
Fall asleep.
Oh, please. What do you think I am, old? Although I do need sleep. There's absolutely no question about it. I'm in one of those phases. I don't know if you go through these phases, but every dream I have, and I have about 27 a night now, is bizarre. And I don't know what to do about it. But it's affecting me in some strange way.
Like what? Give me an example of one of your latest dreams.
They're extremely weird. And they involve lots of things. It's just bizarre. I don't know what I'm going through.
You're going through something, and I hope you get it addressed.
I never
later.
Dream about you, by the way.
Why would you? Why would I be in your subconscious? I am like the easiest person to deal with. My life is not stressful. Everything's going fine.
Oh, really? Your life is not stressful. I'll remember
not,
that. The next time.
Compared to a lot of other people's.
Oh, what are you, Mr. Goodwill, all of a sudden? Where's this coming from?
I'm not an idiot to see that my life is pretty good. I'm not saying it's the best life. I'm not saying I don't feel for people who haven't been as lucky as I've been, but you know,
I ask this literally. Who's on the phone? This isn't you. I can't see you. I don't know where you are. This is like doing a show remotely, which I will never do. I can't stand it. You get a lot more bold when you're not in my line of vision.
I don't like this.
I can tell you that right now.
I thought you just banged the show today. That's what we were all hoping for.
No, I'll never bang the show. Max Fire in the studio understands that that's not in my repertoire.
I don't know what Max understands.
I'll do, you and Max got your own thing. But what he understands about me is that if I have to put up a couple tin cans, I'll do the show.
Yeah, I would have banged it first sign of trouble. That's me.
That's you. You want out so badly. The first sign you see that you can escape something, you're in it. Not me. I'm here for the fight. I'm here for the duration. Is this ideal today? No. But you know what? Our listeners are thankful that I'm giving them this effort.
It is less than ideal. I was going to play a lot of catch with Duda. He's not here anymore. He's probably at home sleeping. He's having a great time, not even listening to us. What a life she has as well. But we're making.
I don't envy Jason Duda's life. I mean, I don't envy Jason Duda's life. And there's no way. Of the three of us, I've got the best life. And there's really no questioning that.
If you say so. If you feel that way, I guess it's true.
Well, let's compare, okay?
Okay.
Give me something you got.
I don't know.
See? You can't even come up with something.
A wife and a daughter and pets and a roof over my head.
Just go one and we'll go one at a time.
Okay. You go.
Go. Your wife. Is that what you said? Is that the first?
Sure.
My wife's better. Next.
Based on what?
Next.
What's the criteria you're judging that on?
Just my judgment. Next.
Oh, here's one. I got a kid. Why don't you say your kid's better?
Your kid's better. Next.
Yeah. I thought. So we're tied up at one?
One.
I got my cats.
My dog's infinitely better. 2-1.
You don't even know. You don't even know
2-1.
How that's loving we are to our animals.
Well, I didn't say you're not loving. I just said I'd rather have a dog than a cat.
Well, you don't have cats, and that's a ridiculously short-sighted.
Okay, 2-1. Next.
Inexperienced opinion. I know how to cook dinner. I can go home and cook dinner tonight.
3-1 me. I order it out and everything's great.
Yeah, you got to go figure it out. You got to spend money. You got to drive. You got to. It's like,
yeah, I got plenty of money. Next.
Yeah, but you don't want to get out and go get food when it's cold out. And
I don't mind. Next.
You could be
3-1.
You could be hunkered down. We got a lot of comfy blankets.
You view blankets as being a top five thing in your life.
Easily, if not higher.
What about my new kitchen?
You don't use it, so.
Of course we use it. What about my new kitchen?
It looks nice, but again, what's the functionality?
6-1. What next?
No, I quit.
Well, you ought to. So this is drubbing. It's a drubbing, and it was, we needed to play it. We needed to get, and by the way, your wife and my wife are virtually tied. I didn't mean anything derogatory toward your
wife. Sure you didn't.
Wife. She's,
did we play our game?
Huh?
Is that our game? Did we play our game?
No, we still got to play a game.
I don't know what we're going to play.
You'll figure it out. I have unbelievable faith in you. By the way, did you go home and watch the finish of Memphis UConn?
No, I did not. Tell us about it.
Led by a bunch in that game, and UConn came back kind of methodically, even, and got it into overtime. Memphis was able to figure it out, but Dan Hurley assessed a technical foul. Could have gotten about 7. That guy's a loose cannon. I don't like him. I don't like UConn.
Really?
I'm done with Dan Hurley. He's a whack job.
He's a little intense. Yesterday was part of the game I was watching at your house.
He's off the deep end.
He's unhinged. Is that what you're trying to say?
I hope they lose every game. I can't stand.
That's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know if it's going to happen.
What's wrong with being a little passionate over there?
Nah, he takes it to a. This is what happens when you don't watch.
I saw him.
You didn't see it. You just said you didn't watch.
But I've seen it. I've seen it since. I saw him go crazy. And I saw him go crazy earlier in the game. He's nuts. But, you know, he's a passionate guy. He wants to win.
So you okay that? You're fine with that?
Yeah, he might have taken it a little too far with some of the comments, but. Again,
now, this is just another example of you hearing an opinion from your father going the other way, and it's inexcusable. And
I'm gonna have to abandon this program. I hope they lose every game because their coach flew off the handle.
Them. Yeah, I can't stand them. I hope they lose. I hope they lose a lot of games. Can't stand them, and I'll die on that hill. I don't like that kind of stuff. When you're bitching and moaning about every call, you're yelling at the other team. It's just not good. I don't like it, and I don't like Dan Hurley, and I don't care what you say. I don't like it.
Okay, you haven't cared what I said this whole segment, if not even further back. Maybe this entire show's history.
Just,
maybe you haven't cared what I said.
What about even before that?
I doubt it.
You don't think I've ever cared about what you said?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
What a terrible thing to say about a father. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's Dan Hurley-like. No wonder you like the guy.
I didn't say I like him. I just said I'm not going to root for his downfall because he got a little nuts in Maui. We all had a little nuts in Maui.
Why don't you move a little farther away, please?
Why?
Go farther toward the entrance of the Rudd Center. I'd prefer not hearing you twice. Does that make sense?
I don't really want to go much farther away, but I guess I will.
Yeah, you can stray from your father a little bit. You'll be okay.
Okay, if you say so.
It'll work out just fine. Again, right. If you just tuned in, we've had some technical issues on the show today. We attempted to get through them and made our best effort in good faith, and we've got a piece of equipment here at the Rudd Center that's not cooperating. And we're going to get that fixed. Our great friend Tony Deusing, program director, will be out here next week, and we'll get this figured out because we like doing the show from the Rudd Center. It's very cozy. We got a nice little studio, a makeshift studio. It's kind of fun to do the show from here. So we'll get it figured out. What?
We get to play catch at times.
I don't care about that. I like doing the show here. All right, we'll take a break. Jeff will do his best to come up with a game. Tomorrow on the show, we'll visit with Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine about the high school championship game. I don't want to lose sight of that. Even though some of our area teams got knocked off, Derby, what happened? I need to know. No Derby, but we'll talk high school football with Joanna tomorrow. We'll be back in a minute, the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
KFH. Don't forget about the IHOP hotline, 869-1240, brought to you by IHOP, the official breakfast partner of Xbox. Jeff, did you come up with an impromptu competition?
Yeah, we got a little something here.
All right, Max.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, thank you. Here we go. What is the game today, Jeffrey?
This game is called Granddaddy of Them All. And we're going to go into four. Yeah, I just came up with it. We're going to go into four different categories, and you're going to tell me the players who or the people who fit the category. We're going to start in professional wrestling.
Is this a Max game, too, or just me?
No, this isn't a Max game. This is just you. But we're going to start, and I want you to tell me the wrestlers who have at least 5 wins at WrestleMania.
Hulk Hogan, how many are there?
There are about 20 that I counted.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania is 8. 3-1. He is correct.
There you go. The Rock.
The Rock. He has competed in 12 matches. He's won 7 of them. That is correct.
Really? He's only won 7?
Yeah, he's 7-5 at WrestleMania.
I can't believe they made The Rock lose 5 times at WrestleMania.
Dude, last year at WrestleMania. Didn't he?
Stone
no, he didn't.
Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin has competed at WrestleMania in 8 matches and won 6 of them. That is correct.
All right. The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, of course, is correct. Most matches
in WrestleMania history at 27. Most wins at 25. Correct.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, 12 matches. He's won 9. Also correct.
Now it gets a little dicier. Triple H.
Triple H, of course, is correct, although he has a losing record at WrestleMania. 23 matches, 10 and 13 his record.
Well, that makes no sense whatsoever.
He's lost a bunch of times at WrestleMania.
That's crazy. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, you might not believe it, but he is correct. He has 17 matches at WrestleMania. He's won 6, lost 11.
No way.
Bret,
believe
it.
Man Hart.
Uh-oh. Bret Hart. He was around for a while. 14 matches at WrestleMania, and he's won 8. You're doing well in this category.
Well, I mean, it's not that difficult.
Not that difficult.
It starts to become a little bit more difficult. I'll say, Mick Foley.
Mick Foley. Huh. I'm trying to find him on my list of even WrestleMania matches. He has
several different personas, so it might need to add them all up.
He had 6 matches at WrestleMania, only won 2. You have run into your first barrier.
Well, now, wait a minute. What about Cactus Jack and Dude Love and all those different? They wouldn't put him under Mick Foley. Huh?
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. I question your judgment.
He was only around for a few years, my friend.
Chris Jericho.
Well, this game's over, but Chris Jericho, 5-9 at WrestleMania.
Okay. Got that one. Next.
All right, let's go to baseball. I want to see how many guys you can tell me who have won the World Series 5 times and been on the World Series roster.
That's a short list. And it's going to be full of Yankees. Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. He only won 4, but he...
I disagree.
Only won 4. He played, he got to 5, I think, but won 4.
He won 3 in Oakland.
No, he won 3 in Oakland and 2 in New York, but one of those times he didn't play in the World Series, according to my research.
Well, that's utterly ridiculous. You said, was he on the roster?
Did he play in the World Series? He did not.
What
he played
year?
In 4 World Series. That's all I'm telling you.
You know, if you're going to come up with a game, work at it.
I did work at it.
Mickey Mantle.
All right in front of me. Mickey Mantle, of course, is going to be correct. He played in a ton of World Series. 7. He's got 7. 7 rings.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra, of course. Let's go down to Yogi. He's got 10.
Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford, 6.
Right, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. Got to scroll back up. 7 World Series championships.
It's just a bunch of Yankees. Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, 9. It is a bunch of Yankees.
Well, outside of the Yankees, there's no one.
There's nobody
more Yankees, but all it is a Yankees question.
Well, do you want to try to name a player who won 4 without playing for the Yankees?
Well, it'd have to be Catfish Hunter.
Well, Catfish Hunter played for the Yankees.
Right.
Very famously. And had 5 World Series, 3 in Oakland, 2 with New York.
4 without playing for the Yankees.
Yeah. But it's been done.
Musial had three. I can't think of who that would be.
Well, you've got, how about Mike Timlin? You ever think of him?
No, never thought of him.
Do you ever think of Paul? Well, Paul Blair. How about, that's about
Paul
it.
Paul Blair?
No, he played for the Yankees. How about, do you ever think of Eddie Collins?
Next, what's the next game?
Did you ever think of Everett Scott? We're going to go now to basketball. We're also going to try to see five championships or more.
Well, this will be Celtics and Lakers.
Maybe.
Bill Russell.
Yes, of course, Bill Russell.
Sam Jones.
Sam Jones. He's got 10.
KC Jones.
KC Jones has 8.
Right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has 6 rings.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan has 6 rings.
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen has 6 rings.
Yeah, big shock. There's more Celtics, but there are lesser known people.
Not necessarily.
Tom Heinsohn.
Tommy Heinsohn, 8.
Yeah.
Duh.
What do you mean, duh? I'm the one doing the guessing here. John Havlicek.
John Havlicek is absolutely correct. He's got 8.
Dave Cowens.
That's where you're gonna. That's where you're gonna lose us. Dave Cowens does not have 3 or more, so he's incorrect. How about Michael Cooper? How about Bob Cousy? Tim Duncan?
Yeah, I hadn't gotten to that level. I wondered about Dave Cowens. I'm not surprised he's not at that level. So yeah,
Derek Michael Fisher, Cooper, Ron Harper,
James Worthy,
Robert Horry. Steve
right.
Kerr won 5 as a player. George
right.
Mikan won 5.
Next.
And finally, we go to football. 4 or more.
Montana.
Joe Montana, 4 championships.
Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, also 4 championships.
Brady.
Tom Brady, of course, has 7.
Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski with 4.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice. He is not on my list.
Come on, man.
I don't know how he's not on my list. Didn't he win all 4 with Montana? I guess not.
No. I guess, and I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't get the whole game, frankly.
Well, that's too bad.
This is what happens when you just throw something together.
What do you mean? This is a great game.
I didn't enjoy it for whatever reason.
Charles Haley won 5. He's the only player to win 5 besides Tom Brady.
Once we won a few with the 49ers and a couple with the Cowboys.
Yeah, 2 for San Francisco, 3 with the Cowboys. Brilliant.
There you go. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense. But there had to be other Patriots.
Not that many. Adam Vinatieri, but
John
he won
Hanna.
One of his with what?
Going way back.
No, I don't think so. Adam Vinatieri won 4.
There you go. All right, not bad. Not a bad game for short notice. Mac Brown fired as football coach at North Carolina. North Carolina is one of those programs that every year it seems like people are touting them as a potential contender for something, and they never quite get to that level. And Mack Brown is gone at North Carolina. Is North Carolina a school you would expect to be in the mix in college football?
I don't necessarily see why not. They could be. Anybody could be in today's day and age of college sports. They used to have – they brought like three really good quarterbacks in, like right in a row. None of them yet have turned out to be great in the pros. But then they have like Trubisky and then Sam Howell and then Drake May. I think that was
the – good individual players, but they never put it really together to make any kind of a challenge for – anything. They're just kind of there. They're good, usually good, but never really not anything more than that.
Yeah, basically they're like the Oklahoma State of the ACC, perhaps. Probably not even quite to that level, to be honest. They haven't really even threatened for conference championships that I can remember, but they've been good.
And we'll see
and
what
they
do. They
could probably do better than Mack Brown.
At 5 o'clock, we've got one of the semifinals in the Maui Classic, Memphis and Michigan State. And then later on, we have a really late game, Auburn and North Carolina. Auburn came back and beat Iowa State last night. And North Carolina was down big to Dayton and figured out a way to come back and win that game. So if that game was being played earlier in the evening, I'd be all in, but I can't make it. I can't make it to 10:30 for a tip-off. You know,
I feel you. Memphis has a really good opportunity. I think, you know, as far as the American, they're going to do well. It remains to be seen if they'll run away with it or even win it. But a win over UConn and a pretty good showing in your conference, they're in the NCAA tournament already. If they get a couple more wins,
they're in. Do you really trust Memphis?
I don't know that I trust him to win a national championship, but
no, do you trust them? I'm not talking about
what
I'm talking about. Do you trust them to meet the expectations? And if the answer is yes, my next question is, when did that happen?
Well, what's the expectation? You got to define that for me.
Well, the expectation is that they're a Sweet 16 team.
Sure. Why not?
You trust them.
It's not whether I trust them, but it's not.
I'm asking
see it
you
happening.
Right now. Do you trust them?
I don't trust anybody, but I could see it happening.
Do you trust Kansas to get to the Sweet 16?
Do I trust them?
Yeah.
No, I believe. I don't trust anyone.
That's a terrible character trait in you, that the inability to trust. I think I can trust Kansas to get to the Sweet 16. I can't trust Memphis.
Don't.
I can't trust Memphis yet, even to get to the tournament.
I think Kansas will get to the Sweet 16, but if I say I trust them and they burn me, what does that mean for me?
Well, I'm too easily trusting. That's what trust is. You wipe away the fear of being burned.
Yeah, I'll never wipe that fear away. Personally or professionally.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you always feel like there's someone there to burn you?
Absolutely.
It's
not a great character trait, but again, you said it, so there you go.
Well, that's a terrible way to go through life.
It is.
Surely you have a high level of trust for your wife.
You're breaking up what?
I said, surely you have a high level of trust for your wife.
Yeah, sure.
Although she could do better. But still, the trust is there, right?
Generally, yeah. But we don't need to talk about all this. Yes. The answer is yes.
You know, this is my favorite thing in the world.
What is?
Painting people into corners. It speaks poorly of me. But
it does.
I'm having so much fun right now. I can't even describe it.
Yeah, but you don't get to paint me in the corner if I don't allow it.
Oh, I got you there. I got you into the corner.
I only go into the corner if I want to go into the corner.
Now, you went into the corner. You went into the corner, and you were there for a little bit, and then you knew you had to get out. And more power to you, but I got you into the corner.
I don't think that's exactly how it went, but if that makes you feel better.
Well, there's no question about it. Now, okay, did I keep you in the corner very long? No, but I got you into the corner.
Sure you did. Sure you did.
And I had some questions and comments that made you uncomfortable.
Aren't you the same way? Aren't you a hesitant to trust kind of guy?
Well, sure I am.
Corner.
That's not a corner. Yeah, if you ask me specifically about my wife and being able to trust her, I'll avoid that question. I'll evade it. I'll never go there.
It's a tough question,
and
isn't it?
You go there momentarily.
I answered the question.
Well, you'll never get me to answer that question.
Why?
Because it would be a matter of trust.
Why would it be just automatic?
I don't trust you to use that answer in the way I'd want you to use it. Does that make sense?
It's a yes or no question.
I don't think you'd take that answer and make me look good.
Okay. Well, I don't feel like I have any utility over the answer, but if you don't want to answer it, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it's best to just leave that alone.
Wonderful. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow with Duda.
What do you have planned? And I'll probably ask you this again tomorrow, but what do you have planned for Thanksgiving?
Spending it with the Kings, the outside family, the cousins and the step uncles and all that.
Oh, there you go.
They invited us over, so hey, we'll go.
Well, what's on the menu? Do you know?
I don't, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Well, good for you guys. And then the big feast at your house on Sunday. And we have the Survivor Series event Saturday. Do we have a crew coming by for that?
I'll text the folks and see what they have going on.
You know who has to be there, right? You know that.
Randy?
Scotty.
Nah. He's already been wrong about who the fifth man was going to be.
He is the go-to guy for the wrestling event.
Why is he always wrong?
I just enjoy having him there.
That's fine. Then just say that.
But he knows more about wrestling than anybody I've ever met.
That's stupid. He doesn't even approach the level of wrestling I know about. That's
corner.
Just
corner.
No, that's just dumb. That was just a dumb take.
It's unbelievable how I can get you there.
He doesn't go back to the late 80s, early 90s like I do.
Well, I enjoy his perspective, and I hope he's able to come. How's that?
I'm going to disinvite him now.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that won't be fun. We like it when he shows up. All right, thank you all for listening today. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties that made it a little more challenging, but we were able to get through it. We appreciate all of you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the three-man booth. Have a good night.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.